At the Chicago Auto Show this year, there's a special emphasis being placed on women in the automotive industry. It's the topic of a panel discussion called What Drives Her, moderated by author Bridget Brennan. She wrote a best-selling book called Why She Buys. She also runs Female Factor. They track women's purchasing power.
Women dominate consumer household purchasing, and that means they dominate the automotive industry purchasing as well. In fact, upwards of 80 to 85% of all automotive purchases are driven by a woman, whether it's as an influencer in somebody else's purchase or whether they're purchasing the vehicle on by themselves or for someone else. 40% of U.S. households with kids now include a mother who is either the primary breadwinner or the sole breadwinner. So that is that's a sea change in society.
Brennan's inspiration for the book was from a bad experience she had with a salesperson.
I had a bad buying experience when I went to buy a new car where the salesperson was not respecting me as a serious buyer, and as a result, he mocked me and was rude to me, and as a result I bought the same car somewhere else, and I realized how much there was an opportunity to impress upon salespeople who need commissions. I'm sure that person wanted to earn commission, that women have purchasing power and that they should be taken more seriously as customers.
Kathy Gilbert was also part of the panel. She's worked in the auto industry for over 22 years. She oversees minority and women's dealerships. Gilbert says the future for women in the automotive industry looks bright.
And so the key message now is that you need to look at how you're marketing and selling to women differently, because women look at things differently. It's not about, you know, how fast can it go and tell me all the bells and whistles. It's about safety. You know, is the car safe? How durable is it? Tell me a story about, you know, how this is going to meet my needs, whether that's taking my children, making sure my children are safe, or, you know, that low income, that low payment, because, again, as you noted on here, women are increasingly becoming the major breadwinner in their household.
As a human resource consultant for automotive dealerships, Candace Crane of Hireology helps place women in the auto industry. She says it's become easier for women to find a place in the car business.
Customer expectations are changing, and we need more female leaders to help our male counterparts understand how females want to buy cars.
Jody Hall has worked in the car business for over 20 years. She says there has been a major change in the male-dominated car industry because they realize if they want to reach that lucrative female market, they're going to need women to do it.
My message to women is that there are great careers in the industry, and you can do it all, and don't be intimidated by the industry itself, because sometimes it can be that way. It's still very male dominated, and women tend to have a perception of what that brings, but there are really a lot of great, challenging, and fun careers in the industry.
At the Chicago Auto Show, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.